Now it is once again a pleasure to be back into your vibrational level. And we would like to take a moment once again as well to express our greetings to you, to you, and to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into, to interact and to share the acts of you in your vibrational level. Before we begin, once again we would like to suggest that there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information that would be available for each of you on this occasion, and you will find once again as well as a result of the energy that you have created that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state and to participate in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information, and we would encourage you to do so, but of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, what do you believe? It seems like such a redundant question that we continue to ask again and again and again, but it's the key to understanding not only the vibrational level that you exist in, but the key to understanding how it's possible for you to alter the reality that you experience in this vibrational level in your altered states of consciousness, and particularly in your awake conscious state. You have, as we have suggested, entered into a new age and a new energy. But it's possible for you to alter your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. And in this new age and new energy, understanding what your beliefs are and consciously having the opportunity to influence and to change those beliefs and belief systems can most definitely, not only can, but does have an impact on the reality that you are experiencing in your day-to-day activities. What becomes difficult to grasp is that it's an illusion. Many individuals in your reality struggle with that concept that this is not real. Struggle with that understanding that what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state is the least real of all of the possible realities that you can experience through all of the other levels of consciousness that you exist in, that you exist in. You are a multidimensional personality. And while you, in this particular state, and in this incarnational period, believe that this is it, believe that this is real, have the capacity, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, to only concentrate on this particular incarnational period, you nonetheless are involved in a multitude of other realities, of other incarnational periods. It's an illusion. The reality you experience in this awakened consciousness state is an illusion. Not only is this reality an illusion, but all of the other realities that you're experiencing in this vibrational level in your other incarnational periods are also illusions. It's important to grasp that concept that it's an illusion. For you see, if you continuously hold the belief that it's real, then it's very difficult for you to manipulate this reality that you are experiencing your awakened consciousness state. Even when you begin to grasp to some extent and to hold that understanding that it's illusion, it can still be very difficult to alter. For you see, when you entered into this vibrational level, you agreed to participate in what we have referred to as that human consciousness belief system. And in that human consciousness belief system, once again, some of the most difficult beliefs for you to alter is your belief in time and space. That belief does not exist in all of the realities that you experience in this incarnational period, in this particular vibrational level. All of your incarnational periods are occurring simultaneously, at the same time. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. They only exist because you believe that and hold that in your awakened consciousness state. At some level of your consciousness, particularly in your dream state, or your between incarnational states, you absolutely function with the understanding that this is an illusion, that you experience time and space in your awakened consciousness state. In those other altered states of consciousness, and once again, particularly in your deep dream state or in that state that we refer to as your between incarnational state, you most definitely interact with other incarnational periods, other realities that you're involved in. All of those realities are existing within the same time and same space. And ironically, when your consciousness that's operating, if you wish, in another incarnational period is focused on that incarnational period, then you believe as well that that's it, that's the real one. And this one that you experience in this particular awakened consciousness state, for all intents and purposes, does not exist. It's like, once again, the analogy that we've used many times of all of the radio frequencies that are in your atmosphere, and you have the capacity to tune into one while eliminating all the rest. Well, all the rest are also you. All the rest are your realities. All the rest are your creation, as much as this reality and this experience in your awakened consciousness state is your creation. But it's very difficult for you to grasp is that when we refer to as your past, when we refer to as the Lemurian periods, or the Atlantean periods, those particular realities, those particular experiences, if you wish, are not your past. That becomes difficult to grasp, but it's not your past. We've suggested it in that Lemurian period, when your consciousness is experiencing that reality at the same time, if you wish to use your belief in time and space, as what you are experiencing this reality, in other words, in the now. It's all consistent. It's very difficult even to find some type of a phrase that gives an accurate explanation of the now. It's all happening, if you wish, in the same time and same space, in the now. But once again, almost impossible to give an explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. It just doesn't exist. The phrases are not there. They all refer back to your belief in time and space. And yet, to use our analogy of the radio frequencies, there's that frequency that's occurring that would be what you refer to as the Lemurian period. And in that period, we suggested you had the opportunity to come and go, if you wish, to leave the reality and to re-enter at will. You have that opportunity in this particular vibrational level as well, in this particular incarnational period as well. You just choose not to believe it. You put in place the beliefs and systems that that's not possible. Not only as individuals, although some individuals are beginning to believe that indeed it is possible, but as a human consciousness that, in particular, you still hold that belief in time and space, that it's real. In the Lemurian period, you understood that it was an illusion. And so when we said that you were capable of coming and going, entering and leaving, if you wish, that particular existence, that particular incarnational state, it would be similar to what you seek, if you wish, to be your so-called type of time travel, your teleportation that you search for in this incarnational state. See, it's not like you left and there was a break in the time period and you came back. Time doesn't exist, it's an illusion. It's more like you focused on one particular area that you were involved in and then you changed the focus to another area that you're involved in and you understood absolutely that it was an illusion, that it was your creation and you could be wherever you wished to be. You could experience whatever type of reality you desire to experience. Now, the emotions that you experienced in those particular levels of your existence, in that particular time frame, the emotions were not as intense as what you experience in your so-called present, in this particular incarnational period, or in your so-called recent history, if you wish. Because you see, when you were in that Lemurian period, you understood much more than what you accept or understand in this particular incarnational period, that it was an illusion and that it was your creation, and that you were experiencing those realities as a validation of beliefs, and you understood if you changed your beliefs, you could change the reality, and consequently change the experience, and consequently change the emotions and feelings that resulted from that experience. But, once again, to use our analogy, it's like sitting in that movie theater and understanding that what you're experiencing is simply a projection of life, and it's not real. And so you understood in the Lemurian period that it was not all that real, that it was your creation, and that you could be wherever you wished to be within that particular creation process. You could, if you wish, teleport. Not by necessarily moving your physical being, but understanding that you exist within each and every atom of the entire universe, that it's your creation. And within the Lemurian period, you accepted that and understood that and had that capacity. And to some extent, even into what we refer to as your first Atlantean period, many individuals continued to carry with them that understanding. You're entering into a new age and new energy, and depending upon your human consciousness concept, depending upon the belief systems that particularly your so-called new age children are bringing into this incarnational period, into this time, if you wish, they will have that capacity to understand that it's their creation, and that so-called teleportation is simply a matter of understanding the concept of how it is that you create this reality, that it's an illusion. As much as it's a reflection of your beliefs and the importance of your understanding, if you wish, that it's a reflection of your beliefs in order for you to have capacity to alter it, it's also very beneficial to understand that it's also an illusion. It's an illusion. It's the most illusionary reality that you will possibly exist in. And so, it's rather ironic, actually, that you go to great lengths to hide from that understanding. And yet, when you're in your so-called awakened consciousness state, when you're in this particular incarnational period, and in many of your other incarnational periods, you go to great lengths to try to remove that which you've put in place, that limitation of your understanding of who and what you truly are. We've suggested in your so-called past, in other interactions with a hurt of you, that should you begin to hold that understanding, should you begin to have the capacity to understand and to actually participate and recognize your participation in all of your other lifetimes, in all of your other realities that you're experiencing in this vibrational level, that you would leave, that there would be no interest and no reason for you to remain in this particular vibrational level. It was also suggested that should you remain with that understanding, most likely you would be viewed as being someone who had reached a point of insanity. And so, you have all of these particular incarnational periods, these realities, all existing within the same time and same space, that you choose to hide from. And yet, in order to take the consciousness, you absolutely do interact with those other incarnational periods. Now, when you're in those altered states of consciousness, and particularly in a meditative state, where you, through practice, because you see, you believe that if there's some type of evolution, that somehow it becomes better, that somehow you can become more proficient and more accomplished at certain feats, then you believe that the longer period that you go through this learning process to meditate, that the more beneficial the meditations will be. That's a belief system that validates time and space. You can have that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not necessary, but it's one that you ask if you hold, because once again, time and space and the belief in time and space are very difficult for you to step outside of. However, when you become what you would call proficient in that meditative state of altering your consciousness, while maintaining the awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, you can many times, not only can, but do, have interactions with those other incarnational periods, if you wish, with the other portions of who and what you truly are. The irony of it is that when you try to bring that back into this reality, it doesn't seem to make any sense to you. It's like coming out of a deep dream state and remembering the dream that seemed to be so absolutely ridiculous. How could that affect your day-to-day activities? You, in your awakened consciousness state, go to great lengths to make that appear to be absolutely ridiculous, because you put in place the electromagnetic type of energies that limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and that particular energy, that veil that we refer to, affects each and every level to some degree of consciousness that you are involved in this particular incarnational period, and in every incarnational period that you experience while you continue to be involved in this vibrational level. You mix it up. You make it difficult to understand that what you are experiencing in those altered states of consciousness, in those meditative states, and even in those deep dream states, is many times interactions with other incarnational periods, where you existed in entirely different cultures, where you held entirely different belief systems, both societal and personal. Absolutely. The one consistent, and even that is not entirely consistent if you begin to explore and to tap into your Lemurian periods and your Atlantean periods. But the one consistent belief and belief system that exists throughout all of your incarnational periods is the belief in time and space, in the belief that you're not entirely in control. It makes it more real. It's really quite simple. You are a multi-dimensional personality experiencing a multitude of different realities, but believing in your awakened consciousness fact that this is the only one, and ironically believing in all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in, that they exclusively are the only ones as well. You're so much more than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state, and actually through all of the other levels of consciousness that you choose to exist in this vibrational level where you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so you're in those altered states of consciousness. And when you begin proficient at tapping into, if you wish, some of those other vibrational levels, some of those other incarnational periods, some of those other, to use our analogy, radio frequencies that are existing within the same time and same space, then you get glimpses, if you wish, and you get indications of what it is that you're experiencing in those incarnational periods, and you can bring it into this incarnational period, and once again, because of your choice to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, because of that veil, many times, when you bring that back into your awakened consciousness state, you have difficulty in trying to understand what it is. You can even go into what you like to refer to as past life regressions. It's not really a past life regression. You're tapping into those other frequencies that are existing once again in the same time and same space. And many times you can bring back some very specific details of what it is that you experience. But as well, many times it becomes quite blurred. It becomes very difficult. And you begin to look upon it as, well, that's got to just be my imagination. It is your imagination. The reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And imagination is a powerful tool in the creation of that reality. And so, to suggest that when you're tapped into these other incarnational periods and you're bringing back these glimpses of realities that don't seem to make any sense to you in this particular incarnational period, because you choose once again to put in that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to interact with all of your incarnational periods simultaneously, then you look at that as being imaginary. You look at that as being not real. It's not like this reality. Oh, this incarnational period, this one is real. We assure you that when you're in those other incarnational periods, this multidimensional personality that you are is experiencing all of these other incarnational periods, the stock of consciousness that you are that's awakened, those incarnational periods look upon them as being absolutely as individual, as real, as what you look upon this particular incarnational period to be. There's so much more than what you can perceive in your awakened consciousness state. And so you frequently tap into those other incarnational periods. You frequently interact with who and what you truly are. It's not like that's some separate part of you. It's a part that you choose to ignore, if you wish, and you choose to hide from, and you go to great lengths to make it difficult to have that understanding. And then you go to great lengths as well in any particular incarnational period to get past that limitation that you put in place. Therein lies the irony, perhaps. But nonetheless, you make it very difficult to get that understanding and to bring it back into your incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period and have it look real. To have the capacity to understand what it is that you experience. When you're in an entirely different scenario, an entirely different societal situation and societal belief systems, entirely different gender, entirely different languages, entirely different ways of communicating, some of them carrying with them from your, particularly from your Atlantean periods, the capacity to communicate telepathically, a capacity which exists in this incarnational period, you just choose to hide from it. You choose to put in place those limitations because it makes it more real. But those are your limitations. And once again, in some of these other incarnational periods, they're so different, if you wish, so foreign to what it is you're experiencing in this incarnational period, that it makes absolutely no sense at all. And you look upon it as being many times simply a figment of your imagination. It's as real as what it is that you experience in this incarnational period. And so, when you're in those other incarnational periods, when you're having those other experiences, if you wish, and you begin to accept the concept, once again, particularly in the Lemurian period, in your early Atlantean periods, that this is an illusion, that it's possible for you to experience what you in your so-called present incarnational period would refer to as some type of teleportation. Once again, the so-called New Agers, the indigo children that you like to refer to, are bringing with them the understanding that it's possible for them to consciously influence and to create the reality. And with that understanding, even though it's only contained somewhere in your subconscious and you may not be completely aware of it in your conscious state, nonetheless, when you hold that as a belief system, that it's possible to manipulate the illusion, then your teleportation becomes not only possible, but quite probable that you will experience that. It's you had the many times intent to look at teleportation and perhaps even time travel as being separate entities. Time and space are illusionary, and they go together. One validates the other, and you use the other to validate the first. It makes no difference. One and the other go together. Time and space are illusionary. And you utilize them each to validate that they're real. And so they go together. So when you talk about teleportation, it's not just teleporting from one particular place to another, but it's also the capacity to alter the passage of time, if you wish, that you would recognize in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It doesn't exist. From our perspective, it seems like such a simple concept that you exist in an illusion. When you accept that it's an illusion, then you can manipulate it. When you understand that you're already there, then it's just a sense of recognizing that, of making that the reality you wish to experience as opposed to the one that you're experiencing in this so-called spot or this space that you're occupying now. It's an illusion. It seems like such a simple concept to grasp. We understand the illusionary aspect, not only of your creation, not only of this vibrational level, but all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. To suggest that we don't have the capacity to correct those illusions as well, it's simply not so. We experience realities that we choose to experience. We understand, however, that it's our creation. You are existing in a time and space where your so-called technological advancements are becoming almost to the point where you look upon your past as being what was in your so-called history, a long passage of time to accomplish some type of alteration in your technological advancements. Now, you have shortened up that space, if you wish, and that time significantly. And so that what in your so-called past may have taken decades, if you wish to use a relation to your time and space, may have taken decades to accomplish. You now accomplish that within a very short period of time, many times within a period of your days, if you wish, as opposed to what could have been decades in your so-called past. Why is that? It's quite simple. It's because you believe that that's possible. Not only do you believe that that's possible, it's what you desire. Not only is it what you desire, it's what you imagine. And most importantly, you hold that expectation that the technological advancements that you are witnessing and being involved in today, in, to believe in your time and space concept, will seem very obsolete in a very short period of time, like in your 6 months to a year's time, because that's what you believe, because that's what you desire, and because that's what you expect. It's an illusion. And so if you desire to be involved in teleportation, and if you can begin to hold that understanding that it's an illusion and time and space don't really exist, then teleportation is simply something that you not only can achieve, but something that is entirely possible for you to achieve, should you hold the desire and should you hold the expectation. It becomes difficult to give a much more valid explanation, or a much more descriptive or plainer explanation, if you wish. What do you believe? What do you desire? Do you expect to achieve what it is that you desire? Do you understand that it's an illusion? Not just some of it, all of it that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary state that you will experience throughout all of your vibrational levels. You are a multidimensional personality. You exist in a multitude of incarnational periods in the same time and same space. It's an illusion. You choose to tune into, if you wish, through this physical body that you have created in this incarnational period. You choose, by particularly in your conscious state, to believe that this is it. In your outer states of consciousness, and once again in your deep dream state, in your between incarnational state, and for those who are becoming quite proficient in meditation and believing that there is much more than what you experience in this particular reality, in this particular incarnational period, you most certainly do interact with all of the other incarnational periods that you create, that you exist in. Really that simple. It's not that difficult to understand. You in your awakened consciousness state can be involved in a multitude of activities. Some become quite proficient at what you refer to as multitasking. And you understand that you're involved in those particular activities in the same space and same time. And you're aware of each of them. And you're quite proficient at having them all being occurring in the same time, and you're having an effect on each of them through your thought process or through the activities and your involvement in that particular creation process, in that particular activity. And you understand that they're all going on at the same time because you're aware of them all at the same time, and you're participating in all of them at the same time. You're multitasking. And you understand that you have the capacity to multitask, to be involved in more than one particular activity at the same time and in the same space. And you're aware of all of that. Absolutely. You can accept that. Then accept as well that you are creating a multitude of incarnational periods that are all occurring at the same time and same space. And like it is that when you're in your multitasking and you're interacting with various different people at the same time, many times those individuals don't understand or recognize that you're also interacting with someone else or being involved in another type of creation process or another activity at the same time. And yet you consciously are aware of the multitasking, of all of the events that you're participating in. And so it is that that stock of consciousness that you are is aware of all of the incarnational periods that you're involved in. The level of consciousness from which you create this reality, that stock of consciousness that you are, is all that is. That understands absolutely that you are involved in a multitude of various projects, if you wish, of incarnational periods, various creations that are your creation. And yet while you're in each of those creations in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you're not aware of who and what you truly are. Your thoughts. Your thoughts. You see, that's another important element to understand. It's your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Your beliefs are as the result of your choice. No one forces a belief upon you. No one says you must believe this. Absolutely not. It's your choice to hold a belief. It's your choice to put in place many of the particular aspects of a creation process in a particular incarnational period and to be held within your DNA. It's your choice to activate or deactivate by the alteration of belief systems and consequently altering the energy that you utilize to create this reality. It's your choice. And it's your choice to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It's your choice to have that ability to tap into, if you wish, other incarnational periods, to interact as you do in many times in your altered state of consciousness, in your dream states, in your between incarnational states, and in your meditative states. And then when you come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, have a difficult time putting some type of a reasonable explanation to what it is that you experience. It's your choice, absolutely, to have difficulty in tapping into those other incarnational periods so that you can get a glimpse of the beliefs and belief systems that you held in those incarnational periods and bring them into this incarnational period to experience the type of realities that you experienced in those other incarnational periods. It's your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's an illusion. You don't lack your reality. Change the belief. And we understand the difficulty many times in understanding what the belief is. But we've dealt with that as well many times on the different methods or techniques that you can utilize to alter your beliefs or belief systems, or at the very least have an impact on a belief or a belief system as you begin to alter it, as you begin to hold different beliefs. Many times in your awakened consciousness state, it's difficult to alter a belief or a belief system when you have this reality that you're creating that's validating that belief system. And now you're trying to say that that's not real. It's very real to you in your awakened consciousness state. When you experience some type of emotional pain, that's very real. When you experience some type of joy, that's very real. When you experience some type of physical pain, that can even seem to be more real. When you experience difficulties in your interactions, in your relationships, that's real. When you experience difficulties in terms of your physical disabilities or illnesses, that's real. It becomes very difficult to look at that and suggest, well, that's simply because I'm holding a certain belief. Now, if I could change the belief, I'd simply change the reality and all of these difficulties would go away. It becomes very difficult to grasp. We understand, we accept that because you put in place the limitations to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to limit that capacity to understand. But nonetheless, it doesn't change the reality. It doesn't change the fact that what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. It seems so simple that we struggle to come up with analogies or different explanations.
The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's an illusion. You are a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You choose to hide from that understanding. But nonetheless, it's still an illusion. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would return and attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us. And in the meantime, once again, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. So we would leave you now with love and with peace.